I've been getting several questions about growing industrial hemp, so I thought today I'd try to answer a few of them and tell you about some resources that we have. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I provide unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. So let's first just cover a few basics of industrial hemp. So industrial hemp can be produced for fiber, for things like cloth or rope, for seed, like certified seed, or CBD, which is for the flowers and seeds. Each of these require different production systems. Many agronomic and management decisions, such as variety selection, planting date, planting and harvesting methods, are unique to the market that you're planning to target. Now, the challenge with industrial hemp production in Kansas is we have no research data from our state that exists to help guide the agronomic decisions in industrial hemp production. However, there are agronomic research programs at other land-grant universities, including research from the University of Kentucky, from Purdue, and Cornell. Now, there's also insect information readily available from Colorado State University. In addition, industrial hemp is a highly photoperiod-sensitive crop. This means that the flowering of a plant is determined by the length of day. Now, this will strongly affect the optimum planting dates and the plant growth and development in Kansas when it's relative to other locations at other latitudes. This means specific varieties may behave differently in Kansas than it does in other states. For this year, a license is required from the Kansas Department of Agriculture in order to grow, handle, or process industrial hemp. In addition, there is a research component needed for each license, meaning you will need to be trying to answer a question with your hemp production. In addition, each license is up to 80 acres of industrial hemp that can be grown, and a grower can apply for multiple licenses. Now, there is a cost for the license. To submit an application to the Kansas Department of Agriculture, the cost is a $200 non-refundable fee. In addition, the cost for the license to actually grow the industrial hemp is $1,000 per license. In addition, there are fees for background checks for anyone who will be in the field, for fingerprinting, for field tests, and any other modifications to the license. Now, certified seed must be used to grow industrial hemp. There's a list of varieties that are approved by KDA. However, seed can be quite a hurdle for industrial hemp production. The seed can be quite costly and difficult to find. And we do not have any research evaluating the varieties in our local environment. It is also important to note that there are no herbicides, insecticides, or fungicides labeled for use in industrial hemp. After listening to agronomists for other universities, weed control is one of the biggest challenges. I have heard from everything from weed eating to mowing in between plants to hand pulling to remove weeds, specifically Palmer amaranth. Now, there is a great deal more information that you need if you're thinking about growing industrial hemp. We have a website that has links to all of the resources that I know of. It's located on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. It includes presentations from other university agronomists on producing industrial hemp and information on the Kansas Department of Agriculture discussing legally producing it in Kansas. Again, that website is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have trouble getting to this website, please let me know. You can get a hold of me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Sharon Springs, St. Francis, or Goodland, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.